This is a story that kind of rocked Chicago. The student at the Latin school, Nate, you know, he was a sophomore and he was being bullied. And there are allegations that the school knew about it, but his parents didn't know about it. And he took his life. There was something that happened before that and something big that's happening since then. We've got Tristan Jass and Pauly Urban on the phone. And they're social media stars. And I know for a lot of people that listen to this radio station, you're like, okay, what is a social media? What do you mean a social media star? You're content creators. And Tristan, you've got some mad skills when it comes to basketball. I even like watching these videos. How are you today?
Wow, thanks. I appreciate it. I'm good. How are you?
Good. So what is your connection with the teenager in Chicago who took his own life after being bullied?
Yeah, so basically I heard about this story through Pauly, as he's a good friend of Nate's dad. So, and I heard, once I heard Nate was like a fan of mine, I kind of, you know, felt like I needed to step in and do something positive for what had happened.
And Pauly, tell us about Nate, since you're a friend of the family.
So during COVID, when we were all shut down, I was asked to go over to their house and drop off some gloves and some masks. And I saw Nate outside, happy kid, smiling, laughing. He was his mom, his sister, and he was dribbling a basketball on the street. And the ball was, you know, kind of a street ball, as we all know, kind of old and beat up. So I said to him, I go, you like basketball? He goes, yeah, I love it. I'm playing basketball a lot. There's not really much to do around here now since we're out of school and have to shut down except dribble, and the hoops have been taken down in Chicago. I said, well, let me make your day happier. I go, let me give you a brand new ball. So I went in the trunk of my car, and Wilson gave us a bunch of balls, and they engraved T-Jazz's name on them. So he looked at this ball, and he goes, T-Jazz? Is it T-Jazz ball? He goes, I love T-Jazz. T-Jazz is my favorite player. I follow him. He's one of the best. And it just made my day, and, you know, that I saw I made a kid happy, and he was happy. And, you know, and I even totally forgot to tell Tristan about this. And then when I heard what happened, it blew my mind away and brought tears in my eyes. And I had to call Tristan up right away. And Tristan said, we have to do something. We need to do something, and we need to get involved in the help. So I called up his dad, and I said to his dad, I said, you know what? I know this is a hard thing to do and a hard time right now you guys are going through, and you guys are still going through the grieving process, and you probably will never, ever stop grieving. I said, but we need to do something to help save maybe another, you know, child's life, another person's life. And he agreed. And he said, you know what? You're 100% right. He goes, Nate would want this to be done. Nate would want us to get involved and to use his name. And I said, let's bring in Tristan and use Tristan's platform to start an anti-bullying and cyberbullying campaign.
So if you're not familiar with the story, Nate was a high school sophomore at the Latin school, and everybody says he was super sharp and funny, and he was a pillar in his family of five, and he was a new transfer last fall to the Latin School of Chicago, and he was being bullied by his classmates to the point where I guess he didn't think that he had a future. And Illinois has the strongest anti-bullying laws in the country, but Nate's parents say if the schools don't follow them, then they're pointless. So tell everybody, you know, because we all feel helpless. And, you know, when we lose a child in this community, we all feel that pain. So what can we do, and how do you perceive us helping kids in the future through what you're doing with anti-bullying?
So Tristan and I, along with the Bronsteins, we just started it, actually, and this is all new to us. We've done many videos together, and we've always had fun, and we trash talk, and, you know, it's all in fun. But at the end of them, we usually, you know, say a message, you know, saying this is just, you know, for fun, you know, nobody take anything seriously, you know, nobody tease anybody or pick anybody. We're just out here having fun. So we are, along with the Bronstein family and Nate's name, we came up with Buckets for Bullying and Justice for Nate. And we actually are going to plan a tour where Tristan's going to go around. We're going to go around a different around the country to different schools and different colleges, universities, and different cities. And Chicago is my home base. Kenosha is his home base. And we're going to go around, and we are going to spread this message and spread this word using Tristan's platform, which is huge. Mm-hmm. Tristan is probably the number one influencer in basketball right now in the world. And everybody loves him, and this is a great message for everybody. You know, everybody in the entire world, not just here and not just kids, but to stop the bullying and to stop the teasing and the picking and on people. And, you know, there's an old saying when I was a kid, I'm a little older, but it was called, you know, bullying to death. And, you know, no pun intended, but this really happened. And this took, you know, Tristan and I, you know, took our hearts, and it squeezed them. I mean, we're both very devastated by this. And with the turnout that we had yesterday at Oz Park, when there was hundreds of kids out there, and they, you know, a lot of them are crying, and it's brought tears to Tristan in my eyes. And we really want to do something to really help out anybody, not even just a kid, parents, workers, anybody in this whole world that gets bullied, which it happens a lot.
It really does. It happens a lot to people of all ages. All right, stick with me because I want to find out how people can follow you. We don't have a lot of 15-year-olds listening to this radio station, but parents and grandparents can share the info, and we'll share that with you after Steve's newscast. That is coming up from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on 720 WGN. Hey, we'll jump over to Steve in just a second, but Tristan and Paulie, thank you for hanging out. Where can people share the info with their kids so that they can follow you online?
So you can get to Tristan at Tristan, TRISTANJ, the number 22. And you can get to me at CHI.POWN.Paulie, PAULY, Chi-Town Paulie, and Tristan J, 22. Share us all your stories, whatever you need, whatever. We're here to help. We are here to help everybody.
Follow them. You'll have information that you're going to want to share with the kids in your life.